God does not violate your thoughts or your sanctification. You are free, but he gives you back your strength. He gives you back your freedom from Satan's empire. It is up to you to take upon yourselves the infernal yoke or to put angelical wings on your souls. It depends on you, with me as your brother to guide you and nourish you with immortal food. You may ask, how can one conquer God and his kingdom through a milder road than the harsh Sinai one? There is no other road but that one. But let us look at it not from the point of view of a threat, but from the point of view of love. Let us not say, woe to me if I do not do that, trembling with fear of sinning, of not being able not to sin. But let us say, how glad I will be if I do that. And with the impulse of a supernatural joy, full of happiness, let us rush towards these beatitudes, brought about by compliance with the law, as roses sprout from a thorny bush. How happy I will be if I am poor in spirit, because mine shall be the kingdom of heaven. How happy I will be if I am gentle, because I shall have the earth for my heritage. How happy I will be if I mourn without rebelling, because I will be comforted. How happy I will be if I hunger and thirst for justice, more than I do for bread and wine to satisfy the flesh, because justice will satisfy me. How happy I will be if I am merciful, because I will have divine mercy shown me. How happy I will be if I am pure in heart, because God will bend over my pure heart and I will see him. How happy I will be if I am peaceful in spirit, because God will call me his son, because love is in peace, and God is love, who loves whoever is like him. How happy I will be if I am persecuted in the cause of right, because God, my Father, to reward me for my earthly persecutions, will give me the kingdom of heaven. How happy I will be if I am abused and accused falsely for being your son, O God. It must not cause me desolation but joy, as it will make me equal to your best servants, to the prophets, who were persecuted for the same reason, and with whom I firmly believe shall share the same great eternal reward in heaven, which is mine. Let us look at the road to salvation in this way, through the joy of saints.